Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
Cool. So, hey, this is Keisu and Jaesu here from Niagara Falls Comic Con, and hey. I'm here with Tyler.
Hi.
I affectionately call T-Hodge.
Yeah.
From
One-Eyed Cat. Comics.
So, hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
How's the con going?
Really good. Today, we were really busy all weekend, but today we're kind of died off, and what you see on the table is what you have.
Cool.
Almost sold out, yeah.
There's, like, not a lot of stock left. That's a good thing.
No, not at all.
Yay! So, what got you into the whole comic realm? What were your inspirations?
Specifically for our Everybody Lives in Food Coffee, I picked up a copy of the Umbrella Academy, Gerard Way's Umbrella Academy, and I just had such a great read. It was just so offbeat and dark, so I decided to kind of try my own thing, and then I was sitting in a Tim Hortons one day and decided, you know what, our Everybody Lives in Food Coffee, and that's where the comic came from.
It completely does.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, for sure.
So, cool. So, last year you had issue one. This year you've expanded on.
Yes, this year we've extended issue one. It's now a fully remastered comic to kind of bring it up to the par of other comic book industries work. And, yeah, we're just trying to sell as many copies as we can of that, and we've got issue two coming out in a month.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. How many issues do you think they're going to be overall? Like, I know some of the artists are like, it's going to be a 12-issue arc. Like,
yeah, it should be 6 issues.
Oh, cool.
So, with a 2-part finale. So, yeah.
Cliffhanger and everything?
Yeah, cliffhanger and everything.
To be continued, ..
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So, anything else you're working on or focusing on this right now?
Yeah, I'm focusing on comics because I was just doing about a year worth of commissions.
Mm-hmm.
And commission work is tiring. So, I kind of want to get back to my own realm, so
yeah,
to speak. I'm working on a second comic right now called L.A. Hazy, and it pairs unlikely couples in the zombie apocalypse. So you've got, like, a super fan and his favorite rock star, and they get trapped on, like, a rooftop together in the zombie apocalypse, and then, like, an Oprah character and, like, a fan from her audience. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool, and that'll be a 3-parter.
Awesome.
So I'm just drawing that right now, yeah.
Cool. Looking forward to that.
I'm excited.
And like you said, you've got everything remastered, and you also have digital copies available, too, so that's...
Yeah, this year we have a digital copy. It's just a little card. You can send it us. Email in us a copy and or your code, and we'll send you a card. So it's
awesome.
Like an iTunes card.
Yeah. That is so cool. So proud of you. I knew you way back when.
Yeah.
So cool. Well, thanks for your time today.
Yeah, and thank you very much.
And thanks for being a
hope I didn't stumble over my words too much.
Thanks for being a loyal fan. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for stopping
by. Yeah, we'll definitely see you at the next con, I'm sure.
For sure.
Awesome.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.